Okay, Sunday, 11/9/25. This is a Faith Hall of Famers part 11, The Silent Years. And we looked at Noah a little bit in a prior one, but we're going to look at the story of Noah. It's a little bit of reading, but I just want you to observe things as we read about these Hall of Famers. I'm sure there's things that we can identify with because they're the ones that went before us. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 11 first. 11:1 first. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, God didn't send a construction crew out to build things like men build. No. God's building is a whole different story. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that it pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You know, I feel a lot like Noah, and I'll tell you why. They say Noah, you know, he is out there 100 years. I mean, some people say that. I don't know. I don't know for sure. We're going to start in Genesis 6 here. I'm not sure all the years that it took for Noah to do what he did, but I know the man was out there. I mean, I know it. You know, he told him it was going to rain after 120 years. So he was out there 120 years. And I bet he thought, Lord, is anybody ever going to hear? Is anybody ever going to listen? All they do is come out here and make fun of me or ignore me like I'm some old coot up here on the hill. Building this ark, building that his ministry, doing what God said do. I said, Lord, I feel like Noah. Even got relatives in town. Are they here this morning? No. Don't even think about it. I think, Lord, you see, you know how long it's going to take. I don't know. It's been a long time already. 3 decades and more. Lord knows. All right, Genesis 6. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. You know, let me just clarify this. It doesn't really matter if anyone ever sees anything that we've done here. As long as we have obeyed God, because the whole world didn't know about everything that's in the Bible. Certain sections of the country might have known about it, and maybe not even that big. But they obeyed God, and it was counted unto them for righteousness. And that's why they're in the Faith Hall of Fame, not because people showed up or people did what they should have been doing and wasn't doing. It's not about that. It's all about us listening to God and obeying Him. And then when we go or He comes, whichever comes first, then we receive our reward for what we did, whether they did what they were supposed to or not, whether the world recognized it or not, it doesn't really matter. As long as you know, I did everything God required of me. That's it. That's all that's required. Even Jesus wasn't popular among the establishment. He wasn't recognized other than as a criminal, just like John on the Isle of Patmos. All right, with that being said, And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They took them wives of all they chose, and the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Now a lot of people say, well, that's your age limit. No, that's when Noah finished the ark. That's when it began to rain. There were giants in the earth in those days. Now, they were dealing with what we're dealing with today in Noah's day. Maybe we're just all modern-day Noahs bringing the ark. What's the ark? The Word of God. Prepare yourself an ark. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they were bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. So the woke movement moved in. In fact, that was the beginning of it right there. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I can't even think of the stuff that these poor, depraved souls partake of and what they did in this day. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. I mean, they were messing with the animals. If you read the book of Enoch, you get into kind of an insight that they were messing with genetics, just like they tried to mess with our genetics through pharmakia. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, when he was 500 years old, it says. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. The earth is filled with violence today. There's something to be said about a president that spends most of his time going around making peace with all the nations, because all it has been is constant wars. Constant wars. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it, or it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. Now just think about this. God gave such detailed instructions to Noah. But if you look back in the Faith Hall of Fame, every instruction God gives is to the detail and to the letter. That's why God has to keep, we have to keep his attention. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark. You know what? If he hadn't done exactly what God said, they'd have perished also. Behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. By the way, the title of this is called The Silent Years. All these years, Noah's a-working on this ark, and nobody's a-paying any attention but to make fun of him. Yeah, you know that kooky old preacher on Sunday morning? She's off her nut. You know, just whatever. Or, oh, you know what? That's the word of the Lord. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come unto the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Faith Avenue is an ark. For those who will partake of it and listen to it and hear the word of the Lord, it'll save them just like the ark saved Noah and his family. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. We have a God that has not changed. I encourage anybody listening to this tape, if you're not reading the Bible through every year, you should. You know what it does? It connects us to our history. No, we're not under the Old Covenant, the Old Testament practices, under the law. But this is the story of our heritage. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee. There's a reason that Hebrews 11 was written. And it shall be for food for thee and for them. God makes full provision, doesn't he? He took care of everything. This did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. That's why he's in the Faith Hall of Fame. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Jesus said, you are clean because of the word I've spoken unto you. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by servants, the mate and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. You know what? That's why we should not be fretting in this generation and what's going on. We should obey God because God knows it all. He sees all. He's taking care of all of it. He's on the job. I don't care what it looks like or what you might hear. God's on the scene. He is always taking care of his people. Those that hear him, those who obey him. He has always taken care of them. See, if you was reading through the Old Testament every year, you would be seeing that. It'd be a reminder to you of God's faithfulness to our past generations. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth, and Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two upon Noah unto the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. You know, the animals had to have known also because God brought them two by two. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day, entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. You know, I watched my grandfather, he was a rancher, and I watched him trying to get those goats or sheep up on that trailer into that. You talk about ornery. That's why they got those dogs. Those dogs would get that those sheep going in the right direction, or those goats, whatever it was. And they went in unto Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. They that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. He's protected by the ark. That's our protection, God's word. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. You know what? I believe we sit in the ark today while what's going on in our nation's going on. There's a cleanup operation happening, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. A cleanup operation is taking place, has been taking place for a long time. What's going to happen? Evil's being eradicated. And God's people are going to shine like bright stars. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail and the mountains were covered. Nobody will escape. No one escaped this day and time. No one will escape. That's one of the key posts. Nobody's going to get away with anything. We know all. We see all. God knows all. He sees all. All flesh died that moved upon the earth. Those that didn't obey God didn't make it. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. As in the days of Noah. That's where we sit today, I believe. And God remembered Noah. He didn't leave him in there. And every living thing and all the cattle that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. See, God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountain of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains. They found, right where this is indicating here, I saw the documentary, these men have actually found the ark. You can see the whole outline of the ark. It's not broken. I don't think it was broken apart even. Maybe it was in two pieces. But it had slid from its original thing down the side of the mountain. But all the grass and things had grown up over it. But it's taken on the form of a ship, this big boat. Pretty cool. And it came to pass, the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. Isn't that amazing that today they're finding that? I think it's a sign of the days we're in. And he sent forth a raven which went to and fro and until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her into him into the ark. And he stayed her yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening. See, the dove is a peace sound, is sign. Everyone talks about dove is the peace sign, so that's, when she didn't come back, peace made the call, didn't it? Noah knew it was safe. Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth when she didn't return. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. Came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, of the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. It's amazing. President Trump has an incentive that he is going to implement because they've tried to depopulate us. That was the devil's agenda for us, the Georgia Guidestones. And in this, the incentive is if you have a baby, we'll give you a $5,000 bonus. We're underpopulated. The devil's been at work. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So Noah was in the Faith Hall of Fame. 500 years old when he begat his sons. 600 years old when the flood began. He lived to be 950 years old. He was the last righteous man standing. And he was the last patriarch of the pre-flood era. Noah followed God's instruction to the letter, or we would not be here today. Okay.